Good Friday evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. On today's program, Governor Snyder wants the Michigan Supreme Court to quickly rule on the constitutionality of the Emergency Financial Manager Law. I'll talk to the legal director of the Sugar Law Center, which filed the suit against the new law, about the latest developments. And the governor, meanwhile, is facing a recall effort. I'll talk to a member of the group backing the effort to find out how in the world they'll get over 800,000 signatures within 90 days to get the proposal on the state ballot. But first, the State Court Administrative Office releasing a new report this week calling for the elimination of 45 trial court judgeships across the state, as well as 4 Court of Appeals judgeships. While some say the move is long overdue, others are concerned about the impact on particularly civil cases. To discuss all the implications, I'm joined by Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Robert Young Jr. Welcome to the program, Justice Young.
Thank you very much.
Now, the cutbacks are being called for the fact that some judges are facing incredibly light caseloads. Just how light are the caseloads for some of these judges?
Well, I don't happen to have the report in front of me, but across the state, a number of jurisdictions have faced 20, sometimes greater amount of decline over a period of years. What your audience needs to know is that the legislature requires the administrative arm of the Supreme Court every 2 years to assess the caseload and to make recommendations about whether to add or reduce judgeships. And we've been dutifully doing that for years. Unfortunately, the legislature since 1989 has made a net addition of 30 judges and hasn't reduced them. So the imbalances that had been noted over the years by our administrative arm have grown greater, and of course, in the last decade, Michigan was the only state that suffered a decline in population. And, of course, with that has some impact on caseload. So we've seen a fairly – there's some communities like Oakland and Macomb at the circuit court level have seen some growth in their dockets, and they're fairly significant. Mm-hmm. But for a great number of our courts, the caseloads have been declining for some time. There just hasn't been action on our recommendations.
So these reports coming out every 2 years now, they've indicated for some time that there should be a reduction. What's the underlying resistance then to take that action?
Called NIMBY, not in my backyard. I said at the press conference, it's easy to grow government. It takes moral courage to reduce it. And frankly, there are a lot of people who'd like to be a judge, and every time a recommendation was issued to showing that the caseload warranted a reduction, those who wanted to preserve the status quo were quite vociferous in opposing it. And in a time when our economy was in better shape, there was just frankly less willingness in the legislature to take on those forces of stasis and make the hard choices to reduce the judgeships.
Now, what are the steps then, once this report is issued, to actually take action to reduce the number of judgeships and to actually pinpoint which judgeships should be reduced?
Well, the process of developing the report is fairly complex, but this cycle we did some fairly extraordinary things. First, we brought in a national expert on caseload analysis, the National Center for State Courts, that helped us work on improving the formula. And then, historically, we had done a sample. We take a few courts that we thought were broadly representative of in all the jurisdictions, and we do, in effect, a time study, literally how much time it took a judge to process one kind of case versus another. that is how we came up with the aggregate numbers. Now, once that has occurred, the only entity in our constitutional government that is has the authority to increase or reduce judgeships is the legislature. So the report then goes to the governor and the legislature, and then they make a determination what they want to do with the report. And as I say, historically, not in the last few years, couple dozen, 20 years, mm-hmm. they've accepted the recommendations for increases, but not so much for the decreases.
Well, this Republican legislature has not hesitated to make all kinds of cuts across the board. Do you expect them to take real action here and to cut back on the judgeships in Michigan?
I'm optimistic that for the first time in many, many years, especially given the dire financial circumstance of the state, that these recommendations will be taken seriously. I'm optimistic that that there will be action this time on the reductions. Now, people have focused on the fact that that we are recommending 45 trial judgeships across the state be eliminated and 4 court of appeals judgeships. What this represents is, as I say, a deferred problem. We have a maldistribution of judges across the state. If we could take the judges who in the overjudged communities and send them to the underjudged communities, we'd really only have to eliminate 14. But because they are in places that, because we can't assign somebody from Alpena to work in Macomb or Oakland, those judgeships have to be reduced. So that's how we get the number of reductions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are 31 judgeships that need to be added, but when we went to do the extended analysis to justify whether the quantitative data was matched by the qualitative data, all of the courts there that were potentially showing a need for addition said, please don't. We don't even want to spend a postage stamp doing this because we know that our local funding units can't afford it right now. So we identified where the quantitative data suggests the potential for additions, but we did not make a recommendation to the legislature that they be added because of the fiscal circumstance. But we did identify them, and 2 years from now, if our economy is better, perhaps the legislature will be able to act on those recommendations as well.
I'm talking to Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Robert Young Jr. One retired Bay County judge thinks the effect would be devastating, says, quote, civil cases will probably have to be given less priority because criminal cases are required by law to be expedited. Probate cases involving crimes would have to take precedence over other aspects of a probate court. It will mean that we'll have a backlog in those areas that don't have priority. Is that a real concern that we could see in the court system?
I think that is an overwrought reaction. I am very confident in that the data and the scrubbing of that data show that there is ample judicial resource available in those jurisdictions that we have recommended that there be reductions, so that there should not be a substantial impact on caseloads. Now, the reality is we need to do something more than merely shrink the size of our judiciary. We also need to become far more productive and efficient in sharing resources. In many jurisdictions, we have 3 separate courts: the circuit court, which is the court of general jurisdiction in our state. We have a probate court that does wills, trusts, and those sorts of things, and district courts that typically handle smaller matters. Now, in some jurisdictions, we actually have those 3 courts sitting in the same building and functioning as though they're in silos. They need to learn, we need to learn how to share those judicial resources more efficiently. And frankly, that's not been the way the judiciary has functioned. I understand that. And it's going to require a change in behavior and our expectations. But there's absolutely no reason why the taxpayers should pay for three administrative structures in many jurisdictions where the judges can share work. I mean, there's nothing that precludes a district judge from doing the work of a probate or a circuit judge. It's just our traditional alignment that has impeded that kind of resource sharing.
Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Robert Young Jr., thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.